Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. All right. We have Auntie Doug. We have Sister Shirley, Auntie Carrie. We have Mom, Hubert, Daniel, and myself, Angela, so far. And Loretta.
You want me to run the program tonight, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, you can pick up reading in Deuteronomy while we'll wait for others to join in.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 23. He that is wounded in the stone, or he that is private member cut off, shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. A Baptist shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. The Amorites or the Moabites shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever, because they met you with no bread and with water in the way when they came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee. Balaam, the son of Beor, Mesopotamia, of course, thee, cursed thee. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee. Thou shalt not seek thy peace, nor thy prosperity all the days forever. Thou shalt not harbor an Edomite, for it is thy brother, but thou shalt not harbor an Egyptian, because there was a stranger in his land. The children of begotten of them shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord in that third generation. When the host go forth against thy enemy, then keep thee from every wicked thing. If there be among you any man that is not clean by reason of uncleanness that chance him by night, then he shall go abroad out of the camp, and he shall not come in within the camp. But if he then, when evening come, he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun is down, he shall come into the camp again. Thou shalt have a place also without the camp, without whether thou shalt go forth abroad. And thou shalt have a pallor upon the weapon, and it shall be when thou wilt ease thyself abroad, thou shalt dig therein, and thou shalt turn back and cover what that come from thee. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of the camp to deliver thee and to give up thy enemies before thee. Therefore shall thy camp be holy, and he sees no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee. Then thou shalt not deliver unto him master the servant which escaped from his master unto thee. He shall dwell with thee, even among you, in the place which he shall choose. in one of the of their gate, where it likened him best, thou shalt not oppress him. There shall be no whores or daughters of Israel or Solomonite and sons of Israel. There shall not bring into the hire of a whore or a price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow. Even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not leave upon usury to thy brother, usury of money, usury of vehicle, usury of anything that is lent upon usury, unto a stranger thou may lend upon usury, but to thy brother thou shalt not lend usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou sittest thy hand to in the land which thou go to possess. When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slacken to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require of thee, and it will be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lip, thou shalt keep thou perform, even the free will offering according to thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. When thou come into the neighbor vineyard, and then thou may eat grapes that fill thy own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in any vessel. When thou come into the standing of the cornfield of thy neighbor, then thou shalt pluck the ears with thy hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle upon the neighbor standing corn. Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see. We did have a couple callers to call in while the reading was taking place. I'm just going to do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and write on into the program. I have Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Mom, Angela, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie. Is Daniel with us?
Yeah.
Daniel and myself.
And myself.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, for this is a day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Alrighty. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our good thoughts, and may our thoughts reflect your truth and nothing else. Father God, we pray for your help to quickly recognize our thoughts, that you will empower us to focus on what is true, pure, and lovely. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that blessing, Angela. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight. Let's see. I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from the upper room. God in the small thing. You'll find it in 1 Kings 18, 41 to 45. One of my nephews came to tell me that he had lost the bracelet that I had given him for his birthday. He wanted to know where I had bought it. I remember the day I bought it for him. I did not have a lot of money, but just wanted to send him a token of love on his birthday. Even though it was not a big, expensive gift, God had used it to encourage my nephew from the experience I had learned to look for God in the small things. That reminds me of our reading today. The prophet Eli began to pray for relief from a drought that had lasted 3.5 years. He sent his assistant to look for a sign that rain was on the way. His servant went back seven times before he saw it, a cloud as small as a human hand. That was all the evidence they needed to know that God was about to move in a big way. We can look for God in all situations. The problem we have will not go away overnight. But often we can find something to be grateful for, and a grateful heart can change our outlook. The prayer, dear God, thank you for the assurance of your love and presence with us. Help us to see you in every situation in our life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of the upper room. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be coming from 1 Peter, starting at the first verse. Therefore, with mind that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace of to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desire you have ignorant, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Marie, out of 1 Peter. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Books of Song. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, who yields fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prosper. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, come to Psalm 96, start at verse 11. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his truth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry, what reading, where did you come from?
Psalms 96, start at verse 11.
Okay, thank you for that reading out of Psalm. Okay, next I have Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of James 1:2-18. And the subject said, consider it pure joy. you and I live in a world where suffering is like an unwanted guest. However, we are never able to prevent trials from bringing pain and sorrow into our lives. Suffering is a mystery. Bad things happen to good people who are struggling to do justice. Love mercy and walk humbly with God. Suffering never makes sense. Nevertheless, James made a very strong plea for Christians to rejoice in their suffering. J.B. Phillips, in his paraphrase of the Bible, restated the idea. When all kinds of trials and temptation crowded into your life, my brother, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as a friend. Realize that they come to test your faith and to produce in you the quality of endurance. How strange it seems to call suffering a friend when it gives us heartbreak and heartache. That James suggests that the purpose of suffering is to help, not to hurt. You and I are called to look past immediately hurt to see long range good. What is this long range good? It is the meditation of our faith. The muscles of faith are strengthened through tribulation. Just as many physical athletes suffer from fatigue and burnout, many spiritual athletes run out of spiritual energy during times of suffering. Developing the spiritual discipline of meditation, prayer, and Bible study help mature our spiritual muscles. In the midst of our increasing spirit strength comes joy. There is joy in knowing that God has a loving purpose for our suffering and that no suffering lasts forever. There is joy in realizing that we do not bear our pain and suffering alone, for God is with us in our struggles. There is joy in knowing that trials cannot separate us from God's care, but bring us closer to Him. Our Lord taught us to endure trial by the way we endure the last days of His eternal sojourn. Jesus lived victoriously. Jesus died majestically. Jesus rose from the grave triumphantly. This same Jesus promised you and me that we also can rejoice in suffering if we don't resent it as an intruder, but rather welcome it as a friend. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of James. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the God will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for your love kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, you answered me, and you strengthened me with the strength in my soul. All the king of the earth shall praise thee. O Lord, when thou hear the word of thy mouth, yea, they shall sing in the way of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, he has not respect unto the Lord, but the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou hast stretched forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concern me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the work of thy own hand. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. I will go next, and my reading is out of the Daily Bread. And the title is Foundation of the Heart. Although we are the temple of the living God, I wonder if we are not more like these cathedrals of external influences holding us up while we remain weak at the core. Pastors, friends, books, and small groups are helpful to support our faith, but if we depend too heavily on them, they can actually distract us from developing a healthy heart for God. Our heart is the place where God meets and relates to us. It's where he allows us to respond to his corrections. Spending time in his word and in prayer open the door for him to interact with us at the deepest level of our need and gives him opportunity to comfort and convict. As we open our heart to him, he fanned the flames of an intimate, life-changing relationship. Christianity is the inside-out expression of this dynamic relationship with Jesus that provides the strength to live for his glory, regardless of what is happening on the outside. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent a sanctified by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophet, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches are in Asia, grace unto you, and peace for him which is, which was, and which is to come, and for the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that love us and wash us from our sins in his own blood. And he has made us kings and princes unto God and his Father. To him be glory, dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with the cloud, and ere I shall see him, and they also shall pierce him, and all the kindred of the earth shall wail before him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Revelation. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, the title of my reading is Giving Thanks. Whenever Thanksgiving rolls around, we know that it's not always easy to be thankful for what you have. Like many of us, we get too wrapped up in what we don't yet have that we might not focus on what we do have. So I just want to share a few quotes of thankfulness just for a little inspiration. feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it away. Second one, be thankful for what you have. You end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. No one will achieve success and does so without acknowledging the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledge this help with gratitude. We will work less if we praise more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontent and dissatisfaction. The way to develop the best that is in a person is by appreciation and encouragement. No duty is more urgent than that of returning things. Let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom. Silent gratitude isn't very much used to anyone. If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. Gratitude is riches. Complaint is poverty. The world has enough beauty. The world has enough beautiful mountains and meadows, spectacular skies and serene lakes. It has enough lush forests, flowered fields, and sandy beaches. It has plenty of stars and the promise of a new sunrise and sunset every day. What the world needs more of is people to appreciate and enjoy it. Gratitude is a currency that we can mint for ourselves and spend without fear or bankruptcy. We may not be where we want to be, but we're thankful for not being where we used to be. Gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. Gratitude is the most exquisite form of courtesy. At times, our own light comes out and is rekindled by a spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. When a person doesn't have gratitude, something is missing in his or her humanity. Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. If a fellow isn't thankful for what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. If you want to turn your life around, try thankfulness. It will change your life mightily. Gratitude is a duty which ought to be paid, but which none have a right to expect. Some people are always grumbling because roses have thorns. I am thankful that thorns have roses. Make it a habit to tell people thank you, to express your appreciation sincerely and without the expectation of anything in return. Truly appreciate those around you, and you'll soon find many others around you. Truly appreciate life, and you'll find that you have more of it. Appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or take them with gratitude. It's a sign of mediocrity when you demonstrate gratitude with moderation. Thank you is the best prayer that anyone could say. I say that one a lot. Thank you especially screen gratitude, humility, and understanding. Be grateful for what you have and stop complaining. It bores everybody else. You know good and doesn't solve any problems. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things that which he has not, but rejoices for things which he has. Again, just a few quotes about thankfulness. And since we just celebrated Thanksgiving, I thought it was appropriate that we reflect on those things. Amen.
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 Amen. Gratitude. Thank you for that reading, Angela, about giving thanks. Amen. Let's see here. We have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to thank everybody watching. Thank everybody.
I enjoyed my vacation, but I got to count the minutes there. I got to go back to reality. But, hey, I'll pass for the rest of the day. I'm listening. I'm still on vacation.
Amen. I didn't understand nothing he said. Y'all did, but we didn't. He needed to speak in the phone.
Translated. He said he's enjoying his vacation.
Enjoy everybody's voice.
And he enjoyed hearing everybody's voice again. And now he's counting down the minutes because his day is almost over. But he's still on vacation. Amen.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Glad you could have a vacation.
Amen.
Yep.
Thank you, Daniel. Amen. Okay, there's everyone what Bob had for the second shut in, please.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come today to celebrate our second shut in, and we know that you know each one of them by name. Now, I don't have the name, but we know you know the name. And we just ask you now, Lord, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into their lives, into Jesus. Release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing into their body, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. And we ask you to make them whole. Restore every part of their body and make it whole once again in the way you created them. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over every part of their body to protect it from the disease of any defection. Father, we ask you to fill them now with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Mom, for the sick and shut-ins. Let's see. We're at the birthday week of December 1st through the 7th. Any birthdays we need to recognize? I'm sorry.
Yes, my birthday is tomorrow, December 2nd.
All right.
That's early?
Yeah.
You say your birthday is tomorrow?
Yes.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Right, yeah. We also have Alicia on the 1st. We have Nakondo Warren on the 2nd. Is it Malachi on the 4th? That's your Malachi?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. On the 4. That's all that I have, Loretta.
Praise God. There's a lot of birthdays going on. And Auntie Beth. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Birthday to all.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. We have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. I'll just go down the list. You can share or pass. I will start out with Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to come from Luke, the 6th chapter, starting at the 43rd verse. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Luke. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise or testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Psalm 100. It's to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter unto his gate with thanksgiving and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. I want to say that again. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a little something. A poem, whatever.
It's, amen.
Okay. Okay.
Amen.
You and Jesus, before you were thought of, time has begun. God stuck you in the name of his son. And each time you pray, you see it's true. You can't spell out Jesus and not include you. You are a pretty big part of his wonderful name. For you, he was born, that's why he came. But he was born, that's why he came. And his great love for you is the reason he died. It even taking you to spell crucified. It is thrilling and splendid grant. He rose from the dead with you in his plan. The stone split away, the stone split away, the gold trumpet blew, and this word is spelled with a U when Jesus left earth at his upper ascended. He felt that was one thing he just had to mention. Go into the world and tell them that's true, that I love them all just like I love you. So many great peoples are spelled with a U. Don't they have have a right to know Jesus too? It all depends now on what you will do. He liked them to know, but it all starts with you. Amen. You get it?
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful poem, Auntie Marie. You and Jesus. Amen. Okay, next I have Angela. Any praise, report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Not a single song.
Second.
You supply the fire. I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. Then fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell to the ground. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside.
Okay, let's see here. Next I have
Brother Hubert, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming out to Bible Esposito and Illuminator.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me, please?
My reading coming out of the Bible Esposito and Illuminator.
Okay.
You'll find my reading out of St. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14, the angel proclamation. And there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of St. Luke. Next I have, let's see here, Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of James again, chapter 1, but I'm starting at the 22nd verse.
Amen.
And it's reading, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looked at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, go away and immediately forget what he looked like. But the man who looked intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continued to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphan and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from becoming polluted by the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of James. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, let's see. Daniel, is there anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Well, what part of vacation do you want to see?
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into our closing prayer? Well, I would like to call on Traveling Mercy. Daniel, you're leaving out Tuesday, is it? Tuesday morning, okay. So we're calling on Traveling Mercy for Daniel. And from me to you, happy birthday, Sister Shirley, tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, happy birthday.
Amen.
Very thankful.
And I also think Janet Kim is traveling too.
Okay, so we just pray on traveling mercy for everyone that's traveling during this season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now, if everyone, well, let's see here. I need to sign parts. Anyone want to do Deuteronomy next week? We're on Deuteronomy 24. Any takers?
I do that.
Who is I?
Your mother.
Mother May, okay.
24.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, any takers for the opening prayer? Okay, how about the sick and shut in? Any takers for the closing prayer?
I'll do the closing prayer.
Okay, Brother Hubert. Okay, so we have Mother May doing Deuteronomy next week, and here we're doing the closing. Okay, let's see here. If everyone would bow their heads for the closing prayer, please.
I come to you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we plead the anointed blood over Jesus, over and through each of your missionaries and family members, whether at home, here in this country, or in the field abroad. The land they are occupying and the atmosphere over and about them according to John 14:14 and Matthew 7:21. Lord Jesus, cleanse them from all darkness and fill them and their land, city, town, and village, communities, home, with the light of your presence. Through the angel Michael and his wearing and musical angels to war against all dangers that they may encounter. I ask you, Lord, to bless them with great favor and truth, godly freedom. Lord, I ask you to increase their discernment spiritually, mentally, and naturally, and send them forth that Jesus Christ will be glorified greatly in the region and among the people of those foreign lands. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that closing prayer, Hubert. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president, everyone in the White House, bless America, Israel, other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you.
It's 58. We almost done.